And now we are joined on the show by today's guest, Steve Rickard from Totoko Tane, which used to be and still is called the Men's Support Services, which goes throughout the Waikato. And welcome to the studio, Steve.
Cheers, brother. Good to be here.
And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah, great to hear. Great to be here.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about yourself, I guess, first, Steve.
Okay. So I've had a lifetime journey with depression. I'm 64 years old now. So have struggled all through my life with mental health issues right from a very young boy of 5 years old. So I've been in and out of depression basically all my life. Mm. And, you know, there's been lots of good times, but there's been some pretty dark times as well. So it's great to be involved in a profession now where I can help and reach out and a bit of life experience and just be able to help other guys.
Yeah, more than just a bit. I mean, when did you first sort of figure out for yourself or whatever that, you know, that this was a thing and it wasn't, you know, it was more, you know, not everybody felt like this or something like that, you know, when you first figured that, yeah, hey, this isn't cool, you know, what am I experiencing, so to speak?
Well, I guess as a teenager, went through all the, you know, the normal struggles of teenage life. Mm. Got married at a very young age, at 20 years old. That relationship broke up. I've had three marriages.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's played out right throughout my life, really. So, you know, it's just you go down the track of trying to avoid it and trying to distract yourself from it, but it never works. It sticks with you. Yeah. Mm. Yep.
And on your own journey, what kind of helped you?
I think a turning point for me was probably only around 10 years ago now. Mm. And that was to realize that the things that I believed about myself were lies. And all my life I've been believing lies. And those lies were formed as a very young child in my head about who I was. About my value, and my self-esteem suffered, my education suffered, my relationships suffered. But it was really, I ended up writing a poem about 10 years ago, and it was called The Void. And in that poem, I talked about the lie that I had been believing all my life. Yeah. So that was a real turning point for me. So I'm now believing the truth about myself and not believing the lies.
Right on. Mm. Sounds really powerful.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Yeah. I guess from that point on, you decided to sort of get into this sort of mahi? Or?
Yes, I've been involved in this mahi for about 7 years now.
Yeah.
It actually sort of came about quite unexpectedly. I've actually been in the building industry all my life,
right?
Until I got into this mahi.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I was working as a maintenance builder on site at Ruakura,
yeah,
Ag Research Centre.
Okay,
And male support services came on site as a tenant in one of the buildings. So I was given the task of renovating the building before they moved in.
Mm.
And so I was fortunate to meet the manager, Mike Holloway, and told him my story, and he sort of encouraged me to get involved with running support groups, so just co-facilitating support groups at that point, just voluntarily. And I just loved it and really enjoyed giving back and being involved in that healing journey for other men.
Yeah, right.
And so then a couple of years later, I was taken on full-time as a peer support worker for male support services.
Right on.
Yeah.
No such thing as coincidences, eh?
No such thing as coincidences, mate. Absolutely right.
Out of it. Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good way to get into it. And
yes.
Now, I guess, tell us about your role, sort of what you do nowadays.
Okay, so beginning of this year or the end of last year, we put on a mobile caravan, which is called the Chat Room. And we travel around the Waikato, and it's just basically a safe space for men to come and offload, unload, and talk about whatever struggles they're going through.
Mm.
What's said in the caravan stays in the caravan, it's very confidential.
Mm.
And so I just travel around the Waikato, park up on the side of the road, same place every 3 weeks, and open the doors and I get guys coming in, dropping in. Sometimes they'll see me the previous 3 weeks that I was there, and they won't sort of do anything about it then. But then the next time I'm there, they'll, you know, come and have a conversation, which is great. So the more I do it, the more familiar I'm becoming, and getting known within the local towns, and yeah, it's great.
Right on. I didn't realise you're in town. Must have been 3 weeks ago. Last time I saw your ute and caravan parked outside the old hub down there, and I was like, "Wow, that's interesting." And you had a man in there you were talking to, and but you grabbed your car anyway, and so it was great. And so, how long have you been coming out here to Whangaroa?
So really, this is only about the fifth or sixth time.
Okay.
So I was parking over in the Domain.
Yeah.
But the last time, I don't know if you remember, was an absolute terrible day,
very windy,
very stormy day, and it threatened to pick my caravan up over in the Domain there. So I actually made the decision to come around to this side and park outside the museum, under the shelter of the museum. And I found that that was a much better place to be anyway, because it's more public and had more people, more visible. And so that's where I'm going to be parking from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, now, sure was windy. It was that very day, later on that afternoon, as a matter of fact, that it's all about stuff getting picked up. A half-round barn on the farm I'm looking after got ripped clean out of the ground.
Oh, my goodness. It was very windy.
So anyway, you're going to make that your spot?
That's my spot, until I get moved on. I can't see any no parking signs there, so that's where we'll stay.
Fantastic. And that's once every 3 weeks?
Once every 3 weeks on a Wednesday, yes.
And this show also goes over to Free FM, which comes out of the Tron, goes throughout the Waikato. So what are the spots what are the towns and do you go to around the Waikato?
Okay, tomorrow I'm in Te Kuiti.
Yeah.
So I also, yesterday I was in Matamata.
Yeah.
I usually spend Mondays at the Hamilton Lake.
Yeah.
Fridays, normally my day in the office. So I do Tukurua, Cambridge, Moransville, Matamata, Te Kuiti, Oturahonga, Raglan, where else? Pairoa, Te Araha.
Oh, hello. Man, you get around.
Get around.
Oh, good on you, man, for doing the money. Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you.
And how long are you here in Whangaroa for on Wednesdays?
So I normally get here by about 8 in the morning and leave by about 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Sure.
And so you'll open up sort of between, like, I don't know, what, 9 and start packing up about 2 or whatever.
Every now and again I'll be away for a coffee.
Yeah.
But if the door's closed, then just wait around. I'll be back in 10 minutes or so.
Fantastic. Mm. And you're telling me off air a little story about the guy who set up the men's support service. Do you want to just tell that one again?
Sure. So the male support services was set up around 15 years ago for male survivors of sexual abuse.
Yeah.
And that's still our core focus. Probably 70% of our clients are survivors of sexual abuse. So we provide free counselling for men.
Yeah.
The other 30% would be just general mental health issues, from depression, anxiety, to relationship stuff, loneliness, just whatever is troubling the men.
Yeah.
So we provide free counselling for all men. So we have a bunch of student counsellors as well who do their placements with us. So we can provide free counselling with third and fourth year counselling students.
Right.
So, yeah, Mike Holloway was the guy who started it up 15 years ago. He was a farmer in the King Country. He is a survivor himself. So at that point, there was nothing available for male survivors of sexual abuse. So he sold his farm, and with the profits, he started up male support services. So currently we have over 1,000 active clients.
Oh, man, that's so disheartening to hear these numbers, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, it is. And we have around 100 counsellors who contract to us.
Yeah.
So there's a waiting list. So, yeah, there's always people needing counselling.
Yeah, the services just aren't there for people, are they, you know?
No.
Yeah.
We're only hitting the tip of the iceberg, really.
Yeah.
Which is very sad.
Yeah, it is very sad.
Because it affects our men in such tragic ways.
Yeah.
The trauma that that a lot of these men suffer is unbelievable. And,
And unfortunately, you know, it spills out sideways onto the wahine and the children and everybody else around, right?
Absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well, great story for Mike Holloway to say anyway, to get him to do that. So
thank you.
Yeah, and thanks again for coming in, Steve. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Keep up your good mahi, and we'll keep in touch about this.
Absolutely. So
Billy, get back to your caravan and get on with your mahi.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming, and really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.